Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in once again. We are New Beginnings Ministry, and we are here every Wednesday at 7 p.m. And we thank you for taking the time out of your day on this beautiful day on our side in Ohio. It's a beautiful, sunny, 85-degree weather, and it is enjoyable to be out in it and to be entertained by the beauty and the beauty that God has placed around us. So that is a good thing that we can do that. And you're taking out time to come on and to be a part of this hour. We thank you so much. For those who are listening by internet, we are an interactive ministry, and if you'd like to call in and participate, you can call in. The number is 347-237-4054. That's 347-237-4054. And when you call in, you can participate in the ministry discussion when the mics are open for you. Amen. We can also let you know that if you would like to share this message with a friend, or you can go into any one of our messages, the 500 messages that we have, and listen to other ministers, servants of God who have come on and have spoken a word, you can go back and you can pull it up and share it with someone. Amen. It is just another way of evangelizing using the internet. Amen. Rather than sitting down and listening to music, you can sit down and allow someone that you want to have a healthier lifestyle, amen, in Christ, to listen to the Word of God and be blessed. Amen. To do that, you would go to Blog Talk Radio. Then type in, "We can begin again." We can begin again. And you can pull up any one of the messages that's there, the one tonight, or any one of the messages from one of the speakers that was on at that designated time. Amen. And be blessed. Thank you so much. We're going to move forward. I am going to ask Dr. Suzanne, if she would bless us this evening with a prayer, and then we're going to move forward, and we're going to try to open up the mics for discussion, amen, a healthy discussion concerning the Word of God, amen. And I pray that you'll be blessed this evening, amen. Usually I'm on the first. We had someone that called in the last minute, they couldn't do it this evening. So that's what we do. We step in, amen, to make sure that Blog Talk Radio continues to be a blessing to the body of Christ. Amen. Dr. Suzanne, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Amen. Yes, we can hear you. Just
okay.
A little bit louder.
Okay, good.
Just,
praise the Lord, and good
amen.
Evening, everyone. I'd like to pray for us this evening. Father God, we just thank you, dear Lord, for this opportunity to come together on another Wednesday evening, Father God, to search your word, Father God, to listen to the message that you have had your servant prepare, Father God, for this evening, dear Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you bless each and every person that's on the line, Father God, those who have God, those that wish they were with us, Father God, those that may come on late, Father God, and even those that will listen later on, dear Lord, that you would just bless them and their households, Father, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord, that the participants this evening, Father God, prepare for the study, Father God, that you would have them, Father God, their minds clear, Father God, that their homes are safe places, Father God, safe for them physically, Father God, and spiritually, dear Lord, that the Holy Spirit is enveloping them, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that their minds are open, Father God, to receive the word, Father God, that their hearts and minds, Father God, are open and receptive. In the name of Jesus, I praise you and thank you, Father. I thank you, Lord, and ask you, Father God, for the people that are on our prayer list, Father God, whether it's for healing, Father God, whether it's for decision-making, Father God, for making the next steps, Father God, for their families, Father God, and especially, Father God, for salvation, Father God, for loved ones that may not know you. So, Lord, we just lift up Samara Lacey, Father God, and her grandmother, Father God. We continue to pray for her children, Father God. We ask you, Father God, to put people around her, Father God, that can support her and shore her up. The same for Satana and Laurel Bonds, Father God, and Pastors Renee and Willie Davis, Father God, that you would just bless them and keep them. I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, for the praise report from Danielle Thomas, Father God, that the praise report of the good reports from the doctor and from testing, Father God. We continue to keep her under the blood, Father God, and ask, Father God, for continued healing for both she and Amy Morgan, who are battling the same diagnosis, Father. I ask you, Lord, to just comfort and keep Lisa Doggett, Father God, put people around her, Father God, that could that remember her, Father God, and as they remember her, Father God, that they reach out to her and to Keita Thomas and to Christine James as well. We thank you, Lord, for the healing from surgery and the praise report from Sandra P., Father God, that you would just continue the healing process, Father God. And although she's been told that it's a slow process, we thank you, Lord, that even in the process, even if it is slow, Father God, that she's praising you, Father God, and that that slowness, if that is to be, Father God, either way, we know that it will be complete in you. We praise you for that. We praise you, Lord, for Juliana and her young family, as well as other young families, dear Lord. I thank you, Lord, that you would just bring children under the folks that are listening in the ministry, Father God, and we as elders, Father God, in the faith, Father God, we as parents and big sisters and big brothers in the faith, Father God, will take the little ones, Father God, the young ones, the teens, the tweens, and the children, Father God, and teach them the ways of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, for Norman, Father God, and lift him up, as well as Bill, Tina, Janetta, and Trinita, Father God, and Elisa. We lift up Altamise and Nancy. We thank you, Lord, for the praise reports for them. We continue to lift up Eric Jones, Patsy Coggins, Father God, all those that are struggling with depression, loneliness, and mental illness, those that are struggling with addictions, Father God, those that are struggling with organ failures, Father God, and any physical or emotional diseases. We lift up Justin in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, for success in school, Father God, social relationships for children that may be struggling with shyness or ADD or autism, Father, in the name of Jesus. We ask you, Lord, to strengthen and sustain marriages, Father God, that husbands, Father God, would be drawn, Father God, to the wife of their youth, Father God, and the women, Father God, would be drawn, Father God, to their husbands, Father God, in respect, Father God, and as your word says, that husbands will love their wives. We lift up Daryl Lee and Diana England, and we thank you, Lord, for the speedy recovery for Anthony Williams, Father God, and for Lauren, Father God. We praise you, God, for the praise report that I received today for Lauren, Father God. We praise you and we thank you. In Jesus' sweet and holy name, we just give you the reins, Holy Spirit, as we dive into our Bible study this evening. Take us where you'd have us to go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Dr. Suzanne. Our topic, and again, thank you, each and every one of you, for coming on and being a part of this hour. Again, my topic, the topic this evening is salvation for all who believe. And it is coming from Romans 10, 5 through 17. And the scripture reads, Moses wrote long ago about the need to obey every part of the law in order to be declared right by God. The one who obeys these things must always live by them. But we receive the faith righteousness that speaks an entirely different message. Don't for a moment think you need to climb into heaven to find the Messiah and bring him down or descend into the underworld to bring him up from the dead. But the faith righteousness we receive speaks to us in these words of Moses. God's living message is very close to you. as close to your heart beating in your chest and as near as your tongue in your mouth. And what is God's living message? What is God's living message? It is a revelation of faith for salvation, which is the message that we preach. For if you publicly declare with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will experience salvation. The heart that believes in him receives the gift of righteousness of God. And then the mouth confesses, resulting in salvation. Amen, amen, amen. Everyone who believes in him will never be disappointed. So then faith eliminates the distinction between Jew and non-Jew. For he is the same Lord of all people, and he has enough treasures to lavish generously upon all who call on him. And it's true. Everyone who calls on the Lord's name will experience new life. That's a time that we should shout hallelujah. But how can people call on him for help if they never yet believed? And how can they believe in the one they've not yet heard of? And how can their heart, how can they hear the message of life if there is no one there to proclaim it? And how can the message be proclaimed if messengers have not yet been sent? That's why, let me get to this, That's why the scriptures say, how welcome is the arrival of those proclaiming the joyful news of peace and of good things. But not everyone welcomes the good news. As Isaiah said, Lord, is there anyone who hears and believes our message? Faith then is birthed in a heart. Amen, amen, amen. And that is a reading of the word of our Lord and Savior this evening. As we go on and as we kind of unpack this scripture, when it comes to righteousness, there's a fork in the road. Now, there's one path, which is the law. And the other is the gospel. The road of the law focuses on our actions. And the road of the gospel focuses on our trust in God. Most of the first century Christians during this time had grown up in the Jewish faith. And when this was written, or the epistle was penned, they saw him, it was seen as humanity from either or from a perspective of one, either from the Jew or the Gentile. And by this time Paul was writing this, it's his clear-cut message that the perspective of all this was beginning to change. The introduction of his message of Christ meant that some people during this time observed the law and not Christ's teaching. And others observed both. And then there was a third group. And some followed Christ but didn't observe the law. And during this time, many ignored both Paul's teachings and the Romans that anyone in any of these groups who calls on the Lord can be saved. Hallelujah. This was a new perspective. This was a new view to the Jewish community that Gentiles could be saved too. Unspeakable. God only will save the Jews. The Gentiles, he will not save. Unspeakable. And here, Paul is saying that we are separated from the thought process during the first century church. And that is how history was penned when he was viewing this. Many in the early church came through, as I said, the Jewish faith. And it was natural to think about the Gentiles because they wouldn't be saved. During this time, they would not be saved. Only the Jews would be saved. And Paul had to more so broaden their understanding of the God talking about. He had to broaden their understanding of God's grace. Now faith, we have to understand, faith is not accomplished by magic words. Faith is not accomplished by that. Saying that if in a specific prayer, and if it's not invoked in God's salvation, God does not look on this favorably. When we pray, if God is not in our prayers, then we're missing out. We're missing out. And we move on, and I said that this is a practice that they were doing during this time. They were bemoaning on this practice, and they were seeing it through the prophet of Isaiah. And Isaiah, during this time, they were saying, these people draw near with me with their mouth. They honor me with their lips while their hearts are far from me. And their worship of me is a human commandment and is learned by repetition. Meaning that they were doing it over and over and over again, that it was a commandment of repetition that they were going through. And it will say, they honor me with their mouths. They honor me with their lips. They draw near to me with their mouths. But in actuality, I'm far from them. I'm far from them. And this belief holds on in the heart and is saying that our actions mean everything during this time. The belief that one holds that their heart is evidence of one's action. So what it's saying is what is in your heart is how you are going to respond. When it says their hearts are far from me, their actions was going one way, but yet their heart was another. It wasn't revered toward God. They honor me. They honor me. They try to draw near to me. But in actuality, they're far from me because I'm not in their heart. When they're praying, I'm not in their heart. And I believe that this is what Paul was penning when he was trying to change the understanding of the Jews during this time because they were following the law. Heart in Scripture most often represents the ruling center of the whole person. Let me say that again. taught in Scripture the ruling center of the whole person. The heart is what directs one's priorities and their actions. The heart defines one's identity. To believe with the heart is to commit oneself entirely without reservation to God. That means to sell out, to commit wholeheartedly. One, David asked God to create a clean heart within him. You see, he believed in God's graciousness and his merciful character. He believed that, and he acknowledged that it was beyond any mere human power to be able to become righteous. Let me say that again. It is beyond any human power to become righteous. Meaning that you can't become righteous on your own. If God is not in the picture, then you're missing out. In Romans 10:10, it goes on to say that when it comes to righteousness, there's a fork in the road. And as I said before, one path is going to lead to the law, and the other is going to lead to the gospel. The road to the law is going to focus on your actions. And the road of the gospel is going to focus on your trust in God. Now, see, doing this, obeying the Mosaic law is a way of life. But it's incapable of making anyone righteous, because no one can observe it perfectly. No one can follow the law wholeheartedly. And this is what was going on with the Jews. They were following the law, but they didn't realize that they could not follow the law wholeheartedly. For it declares that Christ is the end of the law, so that no one may be righteous. For everyone who believes, no one may be righteousness. No one may have righteousness for everyone who believes. See, belief of faith is the compass that directs you and I and leads us to righteousness. Yet, we cannot forget that righteousness is only possible by God's grace. By God's grace. Intellectually believing any type of fact is different than trusting in God. You see, trusting is giving up control. Is giving in and depending on God. Can I get a testimony there? Trusting is giving up control and giving in, depending on God. So no matter what you're going through, no matter what the situation is, trusting is giving up control, not you trying to handle it, not you worrying about how it's going to happen, but trusting and giving control to God. See, all of us, we all want to call and make the shot. Oh, I'm not talking about you. But in that human phase that we go through, sometimes we want to call the shot. Not right now. I'm not ready. It's too soon. I will do it later on. Or when I feel like it. See, all of us, we naturally want to call and make shots. Decisions is what we do, and the reason we do that is to avoid risk. See, believing in Christ is to embrace His Holy Spirit. Believing in Christ is giving up control and allowing God to guide you and I. Even when it seems that it's counterintuitive in our own wisdom, does belief come from a verbal confession? See, for some people, yes. Others, it depends on the circumstance. You see, we have to make a declaration to trust before we can truly live it out. Let me say that. We have to make a declaration to trust God before we can truly live it out. See, and here in the context of this writing that we're reading, in the Roman church, confessing Christ was almost like a social cost. It was a social repetition. Confessing Christ. Repetition over, because that was the thing to do. That was the thing to say. And here, what he's penning is he's saying that it has to be in your heart. If you're going to make a declaration to trust God and live it out, it has to be in your heart. My brothers and sisters, I know you've heard that context where it said, you know, that God knows our heart. And that's the one thing that mankind cannot, the heart, when it comes to the heart. Now, see, in the context of the Roman church, confessing Christ, as I said, it was a social cost. And it was fewer than 10 years before Paul wrote this letter. And it was to Imperial Claudius. And what he spelled out to the Christians from Rome is, in that same period, he was saying that they were following the law, but they were not following it wholeheartedly. And because they were following the law, they left, and that was Jesus Christ. Believing only that Jews would be saved. No one else. No one else would be saved. We remember that belief in Christ is to trust Him. It's not about being an intellectual agreement that we have with God. It's not about what is said about Him while someone is sharing you information. While a person cannot solve their own problems or their sins, Christ solves it for you and I. This is the promise. This is the promise that Christ solves it for you and I when we sell out for Christ, when we acknowledge God with our whole heart. Paul cites about the prophet Hosea, and it goes on and says, I will have mercy on no mercy, and I will say to not my people, you are my people, and he shall say, you are my God. God's mercy on those have not obtained it by their own efforts, and he declares that God has claimed as God's own for those who do not know God. God is claimed for God's own, meaning that you have your own God for those who do not know God. If you don't know God and you're saying that you know God and you don't know Him, you really don't know God. You don't know the true and living Savior that we're talking about this evening. And see, Hosea is preaching to Israel, and he's talking about that the Israel had wandered during this time away from the relationship to God. They wandered away, and God is the only one who can restore them. God is the only one who can restore you and I. It's not, again, as I say it, about using pretty words, or I call magic words. It's about what's in your heart. Confessing with your mouth and believing in your heart, you shall be saved. You cannot leave out any one of those components. You can't leave it out. You cannot. We cannot. God has to be a part of everything that we do. He has to. Justification is the forgiveness, King 39. It talks about the liberation from the denominating power of sin and death and from the curse of the law. In Galatians 3, 10 through 14, it's acceptance into the communion. There's a communion with God that's going on. But then fully in God's kingdom. In Romans, it unites Christ with the death and the resurrection. We cannot look at the death and forget about the resurrection. We can't look at the resurrection and forget about the death. Romans 6:5 talks about that. It occurs in the reception of the Holy Spirit, and that's doing that in our baptism through the Holy Spirit. Amen? And it incorporates us into one body. Through the Holy Spirit, it incorporates us into one body. Now, all of this is not done on our own. It is only done through God alone. God alone. And it's for Christ's sake and by grace through faith. Let me say that again. It's by God's grace and through faith. They work hand in hand. We have to have faith. What it takes? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. God alone. The gospel. Son, that's what this is all about, the gospel of God's Son. People grow in faith, and they oftentimes they will help others grow by proclaiming the God that they know, or the God that they talk about, or the God that they are sharing their testimony. When we're doing that, we are helping people grow in faith. When we're lifting up the name of Jesus, we are helping people grow in their faith. They hear and they speak of the faithfulness of God. Isn't God faithful? Didn't he wake you up this morning? Didn't he wake you up with the right mind? Didn't you get up without thinking whether if anything physically was wrong? You just got up and said, thank you, God. Thank you, God. Scripture provides a narrative of those that are faithful. Scripture provides a narrative to those who are faithful. It helps us believe and recognize the hand of God in our circumstances. It helps us to recognize God in our circumstances. We have to stand. Listen, the scripture is what helps us to be able to know that we know that we know that we know. We grow in faith. That is the foundation of the gospel. It is the foundation. And the lives of believers like you and I, no matter where you are around the world, we are all encouraged to have in God. We cannot forget. We have to always confess. We have to always believe that God is a faithful God. We cannot leave trusting in God in whatever circumstances we're going through. We cannot leave God out of the picture. We cannot leave him out of the equation. My brothers and my sisters, if you have a favorite food that you eat that someone in your family used to make when you were growing up, and if you could not duplicate that recipe, if you leave out one ingredient, it will not taste the same. It's not going to be like grandma's cooking. It's not going to be like granddad's cooking, because there was something that was left out that reminded us of how good it was. And my brothers, I'm telling you, we have to have wholeheartedly faith in God. We cannot leave out one without the other. Wholeheartedly. Not one day we're feeling this way, and the next day we're feeling another way. Wholeheartedly. We are all in this together. We are all the body of Christ. My brothers and my sisters, the body of Christ. When the arm is hurting, guess what? The leg is affected. When the leg is affected, the foot is affected. When the foot is affected, the mind is affected. Listen, it has to work together. All things work together for the good. You know the story. I don't have to run the scripture to you. You know it. It has to work together in unity for one purpose, for one God. And that's where we are at this time. I'm going to open up the mics at this time and open it up for any comments. And let me open up the mics at this time. And please, ma'am, please, sir, the mics are open. And if I did not open your mic and I didn't recognize your number, please charge it to my mind and not my heart. But sometimes when I start talking about the Word of God, when I start talking about the salvation of all who believe, when I start looking at what God has done for me up until this day, I get excited. And sometimes I get so excited.
I forget.
I get caught up in Jesus. I get so lost, and it's almost like I go, oh, I forgot to do that. So please, charge it to my mind and not my heart. May God bless you. The mics are open at this time. Any comments on the scripture that was read?
Elder Clay, Pastor Robinson here from Tennessee.
How are you, sir?
How y'all doing tonight?
Praise the Lord. What's your friend and your wife?
Oh, yeah.
Very well.
Oh, yes. Continue. I was listening, and I told you I'd be able to listen in tonight, but I can't hardly listen in without saying anything, especially when it comes to talking about salvation and the heart. I always tell the church, you know, it's the heart of the matter. I preached that text one time. It's the heart of the matter, and it's the heart that matters. No matter what
yes.
we say or how we say it, it's the heart that matters. I understand, you know, salvation is so important in our lives today. We need salvation more than anything
right.
else in our lives. But the thing about it is, Elder and Church, when we confess our salvation,
see it.
when we confess our salvation with our mouth and not believe it in our heart, then it becomes what I talked about before at church. I talked about confession without possession. See, if you confess the Lord Jesus, but you don't possess the Lord Jesus, then and there is a old song we used to listen to, old secular song, old rap song. I might take some of y'all back a little bit. It says, you're talking out of the side of your neck, so to speak, you know. So we have to understand that we're still living, and lost. We're still lost in our sin, whatever we confess and not possess. And we've got to, as Elder Clay, you already said that, we've got to believe it in our heart. We've got to have it in our heart. See, it's a heart thing, man, I'm telling you. And a lot of our people today have had heart attacks and don't even realize it. You understand what I'm saying? A lot of our people today have had their heart attacked by another spirit. Let me just call him by name, Satan himself, the devil, the evil one. The one who walks to and fro seeking whom he may devour. A lot of people today have had heart attacks and don't even realize it. But I start to tell you tonight, I know a physician, hallelujah somebody, I know a physician that can cure that heart attack. I know a physician that can give you open heart surgery without even using a knife. I know a physician whose name is Jesus. Hallelujah. I know him.
Amen.
And I know that he can change your heart. Hallelujah. Somebody, I know he can change your heart because he changed my heart. Now, I wasn't the worst devil, but I was a devil. Amen. And Jesus changed my heart. It was only because God knew me. He knew me. The Bible says he knew me before I was even conceived in my mother's womb. God knew me.
Amen.
And at a point in my life, I confessed with my mouth, but I didn't let it stop right there. Let me tell you something, radio, TV, internet, whatever. Let me tell you something. You can't let it stop with your mouth. You got to believe in your heart.
Yeah.
Christ was raised from the dead. Amen.
Yes.
Amen, somebody. I told you, Elder Clay, I wasn't supposed to preach tonight, but I'm like,
that's
when
right,
when I think about the goodness of the Lord Jesus and all that he's done for me, my heart gets happy. And I forget sometimes where I am. Like now I'm sitting out here in the middle of the park, but that's okay. I hope everybody out here hears it. Because I know that the great I am knows who I am. So
amen.
That's what I want to say. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Is there another?
What?
Is there another? Thomas?
Thank you for that word. Thank you for that word. Yes.
The mic's all okay.
Yes, salvation. You mean nobody can talk about salvation? Nobody can talk about the goodness of the Lord and how he changed your heart? No, nobody can do that tonight? I know we're on a line here to where, you know, and I know Jesus is on the line somewhere. And he tweaked somebody's heart to confess tonight, to confess him tonight.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know about y'all, but I'm like Elder Clay. I just get a little bit happy because I know where I came from.
Yeah.
Amen. I know where I came from. And not only do I know where I came from, I know where I was headed before God put a block in my path. I know where I was headed, and that's why I can get happy. I know what he's doing for me right now. I know what he's doing for my family. I know what he's doing for my wife.
Yes,
I know what he's doing for my situation. I know what he's doing for my circumstances. I know.
Yes, sir.
I know.
Yes, sir. I know you've been through a lot.
If ain't nobody else gonna talk,
yes,
I'll talk. He's been too good to me to just shut up. You know what I'm saying? He's been too good to just shut up.
You know, you're always welcome. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you so much. Is there anyone else that would like to share?
Yeah, I think I would. It's Romans 3:23, for all sin comes short of the glory of God. And we have to count our blessings and be grateful and move forward. Like we said, you don't, we wake up in the morning and we don't think about, am I going to be able to get out of the bed? Am I going to be able to do this or am I going to be able to do that? God is taking care of us. And even when we're having difficulties and challenges, God has got us covered. He's got our back. As David, when he got in the Bible, he didn't do that by himself. He had God behind him.
Amen.
So
Amen.
To look at the lives and the challenges and recognize faith and move forward.
Yes.
And do the works of our Father. We're mere servants. But to be thankful and have faith.
Thank you, Jesus.
And constantly remind ourselves of that.
Yes. Amen. Daily. Daily. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And God bless you. Thank you so much. Is there another? Any comments? And don't feel like you have to comment, amen, because I know that God is blessing each and every one of you in one way or another. And sometimes I also realize that even myself, when I get on the line, I just get quiet and I just like to listen, you know, and just hear the word of God or be fed by other believers sharing their testimonies or whatever it is that they're sharing. And that becomes even a blessing to me. I get it. I understand. You know, so that's why we leave the mics open and opportunity for you to share. And if even, listen, I would even say, you know, even if you don't want to say it publicly, you can say it privately because God knows your heart. You know, God knows your heart. And I know that God is blessing you right now. Right now. Amen. Amen. As I think about that, that saying, it's me, O Lord, it's me, O Lord, standing in the need of prayer. Standing in the need of prayer. We never know what anyone is going through right now. We never know what situation they may be trying to handle right now. And that's why we come together collectively to lift up the name of Jesus. And if someone needs prayer, then we are right there to do just that. Amen? That's why they say it's the body of Christ. We are all jointly fit together. Amen. And God loves each and every one of us. Each and every one of us in our own way. In our own way. I heard somebody say that we all fall short from the glory of God. And what that means is no one is perfect. No one is perfect. We all make mistakes. And all we can do is just say, Lord, forgive me. God, forgive me. I pray that this message has been an enlightening word for you this evening as we shared it, that it was a blessing to you in one word, or it was not through what I said, it was through the scripture or what someone else shared. Amen. I just pray that it was a blessing to you. And please understand, ma'am, please understand, sir, you are vital to the body of Christ. You are vital to the body of Christ. God
loves each and every one of us, and God is looking for us to walk in our purpose, whatever purpose that he has us to go forth to do as an assignment, that we are going forth and we're not forgetting about God. We're not forgetting about God. Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Again, if there's no comments at this time, for those of you who are on and you have no comments at this time, we are going to close. I see a 5800 on. My apology, I didn't have your mic on. Is that Dr. Davis?
Yes, it is. I don't know if you can hear me or not.
Yes, I can hear you. I'm sorry I didn't have your microphone on.
That's okay.
I just went down and I just realized that it was one mic that was off, so I apologize. You know, do you have any comments for this evening for the body of Christ?
Well, as a matter of fact, you know, sometimes we have a tendency to focus on the heart. But when we look at Romans 17 through 18, I believe it says, faith comes from the hearing of the message, and the message is heard from the word of Christ. You can only process what you heard through the mind. So the heart is actually converted by what it interprets as coming through the mind. So we need to spend a little bit more, I'm going to say, weight on the mental processes also, because it processes and matriculates what it hears, which converts the heart.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Amen. Is there anyone that we left out that would like to make a comment in closing? Amen. Hallelujah. So we're going to close out, as a benediction now to him who's able to keep us from stumbling and to make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless, with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, through Jesus Christ, our Lord, be glory, majesty, dominion, and authority before all time, now, and forever. Amen, amen. Again, thank you so much. Thank you so much. We love you. And remember that God loves you most. Amen. We look forward to hearing you from you next week. Amen. Please join us. Telephone. Amen. Yes, we share to them. God bless you.
Because you confess your past. Don't believe in your heart. You don't have salvation.
I face the dawn.